Today is Wednesday, February 14th, 2024. I am Kathleen Smith, and the author and blogger and the CEO of Bears with Apps, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I've done, the fears that I've faced, the new foods that I've tried, and whatever's on my mind. Ha ha. Okay, I have not done a podcast in a while. I have been busy. I have been busy facing a fear. So, yes, today's podcast is about me facing a fear. Before I talk about that, I just want to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day. I hope you are enjoying it. I think my husband and I might get some chocolate-covered strawberries later on. Yeah. Okay, so facing my fear. I think one of my biggest fears for many, many, many years has been taking a cruise and being on the ocean. Hence the name of today's podcast being My First Cruise, Facing a Fear. Okay, I feel like when I was little, it wasn't too bad. I didn't really care. You know, I lived in Brooklyn. We would go see the Statue of Liberty every once in a while, which means you have to take a ferry from point A to point B. So, yeah, I don't know what happened to me. I don't even remember going on boats all that much growing up. I just remember taking the ferry. And then I honestly don't know what happened. The ocean, I don't like the ocean. Part of the reason might be because of the one time when I went to the beach with my family on vacation, and I went into the water with my dad, and you know, the waves hit you. Well, the wave hit me and I fell down and I could not figure out how to get back up. I was under that water for not that long. I mean, I'm obviously alive, but that freaked me out. I could not figure out where my father was. I could not figure out where anything was. I had to wait for the water to get off of me. I stood up, you know, brushed my eyes, all that stuff. That did something to me. And I wasn't even on a boat or in the ocean or anything like that. So how something simple like that could affect me, I'm not really too sure, but it did. I think that was the first part of facing a fear of water. I mean, my dad was like literally, I don't know, not that far from me at all in the water, but you couldn't tell because, you know, the water was over me. And I think the second thing that hit me was, I don't know. I remember going on a boat with my dad once and we did some fishing, and I did not like how that little boat rocked back and forth one little bit. That really, really bothered me. And I'm guessing that that pond really was not that deep. But that did affect me. And then, of course, I watched the Titanic when it first came out. You know, not the original Titanic, the one with Leo and Kate. And yeah, that one got me. I know, it was just a movie. However, the Titanic, it actually did happen. And I remember looking at my husband saying, yeah, you're not getting me on a cruise. And for years, we talked about cruises, and I would always say to my husband, I really, really, really want to go on a cruise ship just to see what it looks like on the inside. Folks, you can't just go on a ship to look around. They don't allow that. So what do you do? Well, after our vacation last summer in Greece, when my husband and I went to the beach, we spent almost the entire day there on my birthday. I noticed that as long as I was facing the beach, the waves did not bother me as much as when I was facing the water. We got home. I'm sorry. I'm taking forever. I'm really, really sorry. And I just decided to take the plunge. And my husband and I, we decided to go on our first cruise because I knew I needed to face the fear. So here is where we get to this past weekend. We waited, and we finally got on our first cruise. We went on, I think it's Celebrity Cruise Line. I think we went on the Silhouette. Do not quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure that's what we went on. We went through the entire process. It was actually a pretty quick process. We got on the ship, and I was actually surprised at how it looked. elevators going up and down, the stairs. I mean, we climbed so many flights of stairs. There were two pools and two hot tubs on the outside. The one pool on the outside was not deep enough for me. The other one was a bit too deep. So we ended up actually swimming in the indoor pool because that actually had less people. And it was easier for us to swim back and forth. Well, easier for me to swim back and forth. So we did that. And we actually did watch from the very top as we possibly could in the front of the ship to watch it take off. I kind of figured, if I'm going to face a fear, I'm going to go all out and I am going to do it. I was not about to go inside to where the cabins are and just let it take off or walk around the ship. I wanted to watch it go. So we did. And I did so good. We're standing there. We're watching. We actually took some pictures. I think I took a video. Didn't feel it. It was great. Then we got out to the ocean and I was like, I just could not believe it. I was on a ship. We were not in the middle of the ocean at that point, but we were still in the ocean and I could not believe that I was doing it. So, you know, we walked around the ship from back to front, back to front. We walked on as many levels of the ship as we possibly could. We did learn that I do not like the back of the ship. There's something about the back of the ship that actually makes me feel dizzy. Cannot do it. And we've also learned that I like standing on the deck and against the railing and looking at the ocean. That actually calmed me down. I have absolutely no idea why, but it did. I loved watching that sunset every single night on the ship. We watched the sunset. It was absolutely beautiful. And yeah, looking down at the water was not good. Looking straight out, I did very, very well. We did find that there are certain parts of the ship that was not good for me. I could feel the ship swaying back and forth. I do not like that. Yeah, that, no. I do not like that one little bit. As long as the ship is staying still, I'm good. Now, obviously, if you're in the ocean on a ship, that ship is not always going to stay still. On our last night, you could feel it. Like, you could really feel it. And I did not like it one little bit. I ended up having to put those wristband things on for the acupuncture or whatever it is. I don't know. My husband bought them for me. They seem to work. Had been all in my head. I don't know. But I could just tell you that I was not as terrified as I expected to be, and I'm really, really grateful about that. I could also tell you, the particular ship that we went on, the Silhouette for the Celebrity, I'm pretty sure that's the name of it, lots of bars. We don't drink. Like, literally, we do not drink alcohol of any kind. We just don't. It's not that we're against it. Honestly, we're not. I could care less if other people drink. It's just not something that we do. So, to be on a ship that has a lot of bars, it was a little ridiculous for us. It was fun watching the little contestant things. There was a comedian there. I want to say his name was Sam Fidel. I don't know if that is correct. We went to his first showing. That was family friendly. He made me laugh. So that was good. They do have a bunch of other shows. They were okay. I didn't care for all of them. The food, honestly, I preferred the buffet over the dining room that we went to. I really expected the food to be way better than what it was on that ship. I don't know. I've been to Italy. I've been to fancy restaurants in Italy and in France. So, I don't know. Maybe I've been, whatever that word is. Yeah, can't remember. So, anyway, yeah, I don't know. We went to Key West. That was very, very nice. I've been to Key West before, but we stopped. That was our first stop. I got my mug. We got some key lime pie. We were happy. And then we got back on the ship. The next day was completely on the ship, at sea. Yeah, that's supposed to be your relaxing day. I did my best. I worked on a book, I worked on a blanket, I should say. Read a book a little bit. We went to the pool. I think we swam in the pool for half an hour, 45 minutes, something like that. We did some more walking and all this stuff. I don't do well with relaxing, people. And I really, really, really tried. But for me, to be honest with you, relaxing is finding a castle ruin in Ireland and getting to climb as much of it as possible, walking around it. So, yeah, I mean, watching the ocean, it was actually calming. It was. And I enjoyed it and all that stuff. But I don't know. And then we went to the Bahamas. It was okay. If you love the beach, the Bahamas are for you. I'm not a beach person. So we went to these famous steps and we walked up those. We went to this fort that they have. Very small fort, but we went to it. That was nice to look around. We went to a chocolate store. That was nice. The drink was really, really good. I did get two coconuts. We got one regular coconut and we enjoyed the coconut juice from that. And on the way back to the ship, we got another coconut, which they did a pina colada. They call it unleaded because there was no alcohol in it. That was really, really good. We got a mug. We got a magnet. But overall for us, we went to Nassau, Bahamas. For us overall, it was just okay. Because we're not beach people, so it was like, so I don't think we spent any more than 2 hours there. And then we got back on the ship, went back to the pool and all that stuff. So, you know what? A cruise ship for me, that particular one that went to the Bahamas, I would never do that again. I'm pretty sure I would never do that again. If I ever do go on another cruise ship, we are thinking about doing it going to Greece, doing the Greek islands, getting to go to Ephesus and all that. That would be fun. Yeah. A whole day at sea, even maybe two, that's not for me. But if I could just spend a little bit of time on the ship, get to go to my destination, get off the ship, walk around, see the different sights, and then get back on, that would be more for me. So that's more Greece. Maybe in a couple of years, we'd like to take our family. But I have to say, overall, I wasn't completely impressed with everything. Oh, by the way, there's like this gratuity thing where every single little thing that you get and do, you have to pay a tip, which I think is a little ridiculous. We got gelato. We had to pay for a tip for that. Every time we got an espresso cup, you had to pay a tip for that. And every time they changed your room around, you had to pay a tip for this. Everything you have, there is a tip, an automatic tip that you have to pay for. I think that's wrong. I'm sorry. I'm like, my husband knew. I didn't. That kind of annoyed me. But by the way, the rooms were good size. I mean, I think they were pretty good size. We had somewhat of a walk-in space. The bathroom was actually bigger than I expected it to be. The shower was bigger than I expected it to be. And we had lots of plenty of hot water. So I was happy about that. All I could tell you is overall, I did think the ship was cool. And I did think getting to swim in it was cool. Walking back and forth was cool. Getting to watch the sunset was cool. Getting to watch the ocean was cool. It just, all of the bars and, the shopping was very, very, very disappointing. Listen, I didn't go on that ship expecting to spend a couple of $100 or a couple of $1,000 on one item. And all of the stores in that ship were on the very, very expensive side. So for me, that was like a big downer. I did buy a teddy bear, keep up my collection, but even that was a little bit of expensive to me. Yeah. So would I do that again? No, I would not take a cruise to the Bahamas again. If I do a cruise again, it would definitely be in the Greek Isles, because there will be something for me to see every single day. And that is what I want. I want to see ruins. I want to explore. There's only so much of a ship that you could explore. But I do think that if we went on a family-friendly cruise ship, that would be better for us. Because I did see one that had go-karts, and I think that would be fun and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know. Okay, so I would like to know, if you've ever been on a cruise ship, what do you like? What don't you like? I would like to know what your opinions are, because literally that was my very first cruise. So I assume there are other cruise ships that have different things that you can do. And I would just really love to know your opinions. So, like, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer because this was my first cruise, and I really, I can't compare it to any other cruise because I haven't been on any other cruise, so I don't know what to do, and I don't know what to say, there's no way for me to do it. If you've been on multiple cruises, I would love to hear from you. What do you think? What are the ups and downs of the different ships? Yeah, because I don't know. I honestly don't know. I just know that I went to face a fear, and I faced that fear, and I did way better than expected. So I'm actually really proud of myself, and I'm not proud of myself that often, but I'm pretty proud of myself. Okay. I hope I said enough. I hope I did enough. I'm over 15 minutes, and I was hoping not to be over 15 minutes. So, please tell me what you think about cruising and what your experiences are. I would love to hear from you. My first cruise, it's a fear that I faced. It was okay. Yeah. So, I will be writing a blog about that. I just haven't gotten there yet. If you like this podcast, I would love it if you would subscribe to my channel, Kathleen's Corner. If you would like, I am on Twitter. You can follow me at SR Kaber. I have a YouTube channel, Kat and Smith. That's KatAndSmith. And I have a brand new short on there from me on the ship. Check that out. I'm on LinkedIn if you would like to check, find me there, Kathleen Smith. My blog is kathleensmith.org. Oh, I have many, 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 many blogs for you to read. And again, this podcast is Kathleen's Corner. Bears with Apps. We have apps for your entire family, and everything is money back guaranteed. Yay! And I am an author. Yes, you can read my books or you can listen to my books. They are all considered memoirs. The first one is Miscarriages, My Story. Yes, I have 3 miscarriages. Not the easiest things to go through. I went through them. I wrote my book, and I hope it helps you. Brooklyn raised, living upstate because I was born and raised in Brooklyn. I left it, moved to upstate. Been up here for almost 30 years now. And yeah, that's about it. Oh, and there's also Hey You Moments to Remember. Okay, thank you so very much for listening to my podcast about my first cruise facing a fear on Kathleen's Corner. I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night. And thank you. And I will be back when I'm back. Bye-bye.